The Cornell program has been part of a Hunger Hazaza initiative, which is an initiative that was started in 2018 with a goal to enable 30,000 young people, especially young women, to the program, into work opportunities in tourism and hospitality sector. Over the last very few years, I would say it's quite recent, that we now have five-star establishments, whether you're looking at the Radisson, the Marriott, or even Serena, that has been in the market for a little longer. What was happening is that, especially at supervisory level or managerial level, we depended a lot from non-randoms coming to the market. And it was also difficult for the young randoms who were in the industry to actually acquire the skills to enable them to actually grow into managerial, you know, position. And with the work we've done with Cornell, we've seen a lot of promotions coming out of it, and sometimes even just the confidence, because in addition to the technical skills they may have acquired, we know that management is different. It's not just about being technically sound, but it's also about managing a team, you know, cross-learning, and I think that's one of the main thing that really Cornell program was able to do to upskill. And today we have younger managers, randoms, that we're able to see in different places.
The Cornell Nolan School of Hotel Administration was founded in 1922, so 100 years ago. Just let that sink in. It was the world's first four-year intercollegiate school dedicated to hospitality management. We took the time to survey the graduates of the Hunger Hazaza initiative in the Cornell program. And what we found was our graduates not only had an increased confidence in their own roles, but they were taking the knowledge that they had to their supervisors and to their mentees and enriching their experience in the industry and in their businesses.
At the beginning, in the onset of the program, there's a sense of inadequacy, there's this illiteracy, there's a lack of confidence in managing or handling, navigating an online program. But the advantage of our program with Cornell University is that we have two learning instructors on the ground, and myself as a program manager. That has actually opened up doors for the students to call in. We meet with them, we actually walk them through how to navigate the program. And by the end of the program, it's perfect. They're running through their coursework and extremely confident as well, which is a huge added advantage. The advantage really is about having people on the ground to walk them through any misgivings or lack of confidence in navigating a program.
Given the fact that Rwanda has put a lot of focus on tourism, on the services industry, I think it's really, really important to get all the frontline staff really upskilled in that. So the program, I believe, for a lot of people in the hospitality industry, in hotels, the airline as well, it's really brought us up to international standards in terms of service delivery, which Rwanda needs to be at that level in order to compete effectively.
The program contributed a huge amount to the hospitality industry within Kigali and within the country, more so that it uplifted the standard of service, the standard of knowledge. And once you have the knowledge, the practical side of it comes a lot easier. More importantly, from the students' point of view, it's got them to think differently and also improve themselves. And now they want to do more courses through Cornell, and they want to improve their career. And I think that is the most important.
You never reach a stage where you say, now you know it all. There's always room for improvement. So I always like, if there's anything that I can benefit from, I'd go for it in terms of improving my knowledge and skills. So Cornell, being an institution that is globally renowned in terms of hospitality training, obviously when this course came in, I was excited at the opportunity that my staff were going to get to be able to, you know, improve. So as a way of encouraging them and teaching them I felt like, you know, initially the uptake was a bit slow, and so we needed to try and motivate them to keep taking and to encourage them why it's important to take these courses. When I was giving them and telling them, by the way, please note, I will also be taking these courses, and you could see some suddenly more getting interested in the course.
I myself, I did a master's certificate in the field of hospitality and just recently finished a Finance 360 course with Cornell. Our associates who mastered this program over the last couple of years gained world-class knowledge in hospitality and tourism, which will be able to grow their careers not only domestically but internationally as well, and it opens future doors and additional doors for them.
Before joining hospitality industry, I didn't have knowledge about the hotel operations, and I get the chance to join Ikone University through Hanga Zaza program. I was able to identify how hotel operations works, and within the courses that I get, I was able to identify hotel operations management and also revenue management and also marketing.
My name is Mungo Singizwe Marie Rose, and the reason why I joined Ikone, it's because I am new in a business entrepreneur, and I wanted to gain some skills on how I can manage the business, how I can deal with everything. What I really liked with Hanga Zaza program, it's the skills that I got from there, which has helped me to sustain my business.
It was an amazing course. I happened to pursue it during the period when it was a pandemic and I was doing it online, which was very feasible and practical for most people who were not necessarily involved in so many activities in the hospitality industry. Personally, I think it was fantastic in the way that it contributed to knowing the knowledge behind what I've been practicing for the last 10 years. So I would encourage everyone to look into it. I would encourage everyone to give it the value that it deserves. And also all the people who have completed the courses to try and make the difference that we have already learned from the content of the course.
I would describe it, the program itself, as a comprehensive program, but also well-rounded to the extent that it has touched various segments of the sector. Here you're talking about tourism, the tour and travel industry. You're talking about hospitality, where our hotel managers and supervisors have really benefited a lot from this. And also cutting across as well our other value chain players, aviation. But again, also, we have another very important segment in tourism. The safari guides, actually, mostly they stay or they are in touch with our guests for more hours. And Cornell did not forget about these guys. So you find that's why I described it as well-rounded and very comprehensive to the extent that we see it as a complete one. And again, one would even, we're talking about 1,300 trained in the past 4 or 5 years. And again, one would, as I mentioned in the start, one would, you know, wish very much that, I wish we would have up to 50,000. And I know Cornell has the capacity, you know, with the support of the MasterCard Foundation and us as Chamber of Tourism. Those building stronger, those synergies, I believe we can get there having, you know, these guys, I mean Cornell University, in the next 5 years or more. I do believe that we'll even achieve more together.
I'd like to thank the MasterCard Foundation and the Rwanda Development Board for providing us the opportunity through the Hanga Zaza Initiative to reach so many deserving youth.